Hey guys, what's up? Hugh Junior speaking. Welcome back to my English podcast once again. It's such a good pleasure to have you here. Thanks for all the support, love, and respect have been given from me and to my channel, okay? Well guys, I'm here in order to bring you a really powerful message to your life and try to highlight here a subject which is very relevant. Whose theme is, where are you going? I want to take you to a deep reflection on how and where you have directed your life. I would like you to invite you to open your Bible on 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. Just in case you do not have a Bible, it's not a problem at all. I just would like you to pay attention to it carefully while we will be reading, okay? For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. This verse is very clearly when it says that it's only one mediator between God and man, which is Jesus Christ. Therefore, there's no other God for whom you need to get down on your knees and pray, or for whom you need to lift up your hands and worship. There's only one God. There's only one God who is the mediator between we and Jesus. This God is the same God that went to this land 2,000 years ago, who walked among the people of Israel, who went to the cross to wash away our guilt and sins, to make today we be able to accept Him as our Savior and have eternal life with Him. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. The one that one day has changed my life completely. And He wants to change yours. That's why the word is reaching you. From the other side of the globe, this word is reaching you. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know from what nationality you are. What are the problems you have been facing lately? I don't even know how is your relationship with God. But God knows everything. He's in control of your life. And He wants you to get back. Get back to the track. Maybe get lost in the middle of the track. For some reason, which I don't know, but you know. You know. Make a deeper reflection, you will find out what was their reason. Maybe you have never heard about Jesus. I truly believe that there are some nations that is very forbidden to preach the gospel. We still have nations with the gospel are forbidden. Maybe you live in this nation, one of these nations, and you are hearing me, and you are hearing the word of God through this podcast. And this word has already made a deeply a changing in your life. God loves you, and I'm sure that I'm not here wasting my time. I'm sure about this. For everything God has a purpose. I know that you out there is listening to my voice, and God has been touching your life, and through your life, perhaps going to touching others, your friends, your family, your daddy, your mom, your brother, your sister, your colleagues from university, from college, from work. You are so important to Jesus. If you are not, I wasn't here talking to you. Jesus loves you more than anything, my friend. He created you. The Bible says that He knew you even before you was born. He called you for your name, and He has a plan for your life. God is here to rescue from wherever you are, depending on what situation you have been passing through. Maybe you are in drugs, maybe you are in the prostitution, maybe you have already tried to kill yourself for some reason. Maybe you are Satan, there is no need to be Satan. God has already set you free on the cross. There is no reason to be Satan. You gotta understand this. Understand the word of salvation. He wants you. He loves you. He wants you. He wants to rebuild a truly relationship with you. Let God come in your life, my friend. Accept God like I did a few years ago. And I had my life completely changed by His love. I pray out God that this word may have found a place in our heart, and the fruit of the Spirit may grow into the desert. Maybe your heart not today is like a desert. All the things you're dreaming for have already died. Maybe look to yourself in the mirror and talk to yourself. I have no reason to be alive. I have lost those who I love. My friends betrayed me. I don't have no one who I can count on with. Maybe you find yourself today in this situation, but I gotta tell you that God, He has a plan to your life. He never forsake you. He forever will love you and wants to change your life completely. That God might bless you a lot, a lot. Thank you for all the attention, guys. Thank you for all the support, for the love, for the respect you have been having with my channel. I know that there are many different nationalities who are listening to my podcast, you know, every day. Russians, France, Americans, Spanish, Italians, Australians, you know. I'm sorry if I forgot to say the name of our nationality. There are so many. But I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that this message has been reached to your heart, has been changing your life. That's the purpose of God about all of this. Thank you for everything. I hope to see you next time. God bless you. Any suggestions, if you want to talk to me, send me a message on private. If you need some help, someone to talk to, you know, don't be afraid, don't be shy. Write me a message. As soon as I see it, I will reply back for sure. All right? Hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.